Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be new friend. We're going to get him back again. He's got some pretty good come across here, folks. Martin Burville is Senior Vice President and Group President of Verizon Business Markets. We've been talking about a lot of different things. Haven't been promoting Verizon all that much, although I don't mind saying that I'm a happy customer. And most of the time, Martin, I'm a happy customer. Thanks again, by the way, for being here. I'm Verizon.com. I think everybody knows about that. The one thing that I do want to ask you, there's two things I want to talk about this segment. Number one is corporate America and customer service. And number two is Internet of Things. We'll get to that in a minute. One of the things that a company like Verizon and AT&T and big companies like that have a real challenge with is we feel like we're giving you our money, and it's hard to get represented with service because the companies are so big. Now you guys have offices. I got to give you that. You have offices, and a lot of mobile companies do. But I'm just saying that how are big companies like yours? What are you doing to make sure that people feel like you feel them? You feel their pain.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you raise a great point, and I think your viewers and your listeners would understand it. So if you think about, if you're serving very, very big customers, think about where the industry started. Very big customers, huge corporates, a lot of special stuff, you know, dedicated teams to run that. They, you know, spending huge amounts of money. Then at the other end, you've got the mobile industry that grew up with just mobile, just one thing for yourself, and it was the same service pretty much, and it was pretty standard. Now people want a hybrid of the two, and that's where the challenge comes in. The systems weren't designed to do that out of the gate, but the new model is make it simple, easy, effective, and then give me a way to do the tweaks and the terms that I want. That's the engineering challenge in this. It's not impossible. But it's a price of a legacy from the back end. So, again, think of a price point here. You know, these big companies with dedicated teams, they pay a lot of money, and they have a lot of special stuff. So engineers online, engineers on site.
Right.
Very much harder to do that when you have 130 million customers around the U.S. in rural areas and dense urban areas. But we have to do a better job of engineering the products out of the gate so that you need less tweaking of them, and they're simpler and easier to use. So we're looking really hard at that. It's a big focus of my business, the one that we just set up. We have 600,000 customers, you know, billions of dollars of revenue. But we still, and I get the emails, don't do a great experience for everybody. They come in, we try and solve them personally. We take each one as a learning example and try and find the ways that where we can make the adjustments as we move forward that give the best benefit to the most number of people.
Well, at least companies like Verizon have front doors that we can walk in. You get a company like Comcast, which I do business with as well. You know, it's almost impossible. And if you go with AT&T on their terrestrial services, their home services, you're on the phone with people, and you may get served, you may not. Anyway, I just wanted to, for all the people out there who would like to ask you that question, I just wanted to say, you know, keep working on that because it's worth it. People, what we have to remember, Martin, and this is something I'm talking about more and more, you and I are living in an increasingly digital world, but we have always been, and we always will be, analog beings.
There is no question, and you rightly point out, you know, our stores, we have over 3,000 stores around the U.S., we want to make those more like drop-in centers, better locations where people can come in and get advice. You know, we're looking at how we best use that. They're in the communities now. They're present. They're local. It's a brand you can trust. We think there's a big advantage there. We think there's an opportunity to do a better service experience and make that a sort of a destination where people can get support. So, you know, watch this space as we work through that. But there is definitely a better job to be done. People deserve it. And we're really, really focused on it. At the end of the day, the experience is the product.
Good report there, Martin. I want to get to one thing real quick. I only got about 45 seconds. How much time and energy and money are you guys putting into the Internet of Things?
Hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars this year and more next year.
What do you see in the future?
Well, you know, at the moment you have people connected, so there's hundreds of thousands and millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions. With Internet of Things, it's billions and billions of devices.
Mm-hmm.
Whole new scale problem and a whole new security management problem, as I'm sure.
And a bigger drain on bandwidth, right?
Well, not necessarily. There's
really?
Lots of smaller things. Yeah, lots of smaller things. But don't necessarily, like, if you stream Netflix, that's very, very different in bandwidth from thousands of devices connected doing small stuff.
Hey, Martin, will you come back again?
I would be delighted if you'd have me, my name's Brian.
You're always welcome here. We got more to learn from you. Come back, and I want to talk about IoT more next time you come.
Absolutely, love it.
Hey, Martin, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back.
It's
soon.
A pleasure, Jim.
Martin Burville, ladies and gentlemen, with Verizon, Verizon.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.